Good evening, Megan. Always good to see you.
Great to see you. So today is a special physics kind of holiday, from what I understand.
Holiday is sort of a strong word, but it happens to be Asteroid Day. So people can learn something about asteroids today.
Yeah, how did you know about that? That's what I was going to ask you.
Oh, well, if you go look for it on the web, you'll find more information than you need about asteroids.
So are these NASA scientists that came up with World Asteroid Day? Who do you think it was?
Oh, that's a good question. Google it.
The Masons?
No.
The special physics ops branch of the Masons? I'm not sure. So what do you see as significant about asteroids? Because I was asking you before if the word asteroid and comet is synonymous. Like, is the Halley's Comet considered a big, flashing, burning asteroid?
I can say probably yes, but I'm really not a cosmos expert, so I shouldn't be answering the question, but I think that's correct.
So how do you define asteroids? What do asteroids have to do with a food that you and I both love, popcorn?
Okay, well, the reason that came up is because a couple of weeks ago, an asteroid entered the atmosphere in the Caribbean, a little bit south of Cuba. And what happens when something going very fast hits something dense like the atmosphere — you may not think the atmosphere is dense, but it is compared to space when you are trying to go thousands and thousands of miles an hour. So it gets hot from friction, and it gets so hot that it explodes. Explosions are basically things getting very hot and changing from solid to gas, and that gas expands rapidly, and that's a pop like 4th of July firecrackers, or like popcorn.
Or like an asteroid.
Or like an asteroid. And a few years back, and we're talking a couple hundred, there was a fairly big asteroid that went into the atmosphere over Russia. And it blew up, and it blew up very — it was a big enough object so that when it blew up, it took trees and blew them over. And it blew them over in sort of a radial way, as if you started in the middle of the forest and you pushed all the trees outward from the center spot. And so they're all leaning, they're all on the ground, fallen over in this radial pattern away from where the asteroid blew up.
So did people in the Caribbean see something like a great flash in the sky? Is it kind of like the classic Halley's Comet image of a ball of fire through a night sky that we should be imagining?
The simple answer is that's what happened, but whether people saw it or not, I can't tell you. But there was a camera out in space that was probably looking for nuclear explosions, and it actually saw this puff of light when this asteroid exploded over the Caribbean.
Has there ever been confusion as to whether there's been a nuclear attack or an asteroid blowing up?
Yes, I believe that has happened. A nuclear explosion typically has two flashes as part of the explosion. The particles that come off the explosion come off sort of sequentially, and so that there are really two flashes.
So I wonder, yeah, it'd be interesting to find specific stories about that. Like, there's a story of the Russian submarine commander who had to make the decision in the Bay of Pigs about whether to launch because there was a misreading on the satellite. But it'd be interesting to know the stories of asteroids and the confusion in the post-nuclear weapons world about asteroids and nuclear weapons, you know?
There are some things I'd rather not know.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Ignorance is bliss in many ways.
Yeah, true. We were talking, too, you mentioned firecrackers. Obviously, we're coming up on the 4th of July. So firecrackers turn from solid to a gas, and the same sort of reaction happens when the asteroid's entering into our atmosphere. It's at that point that whatever the space debris is that is the composition of an asteroid, should we imagine that it's once it enters our atmosphere that it mixes with the heat of things and then explodes?
Okay, friction is a way of generating heat. If you rub your hands together, your hands get warm.
Right, yeah.
Well, imagine a big rock going tens of thousands of miles an hour hitting something. Okay, well, the atmosphere is like that. It's something. it hits it hard enough that the rock gets really, really hot. Well, okay, you've seen video from inside a space capsule when it returns to the Earth, that the outside of the capsule turns red hot, and they have a special ablative shield that keeps that heat from cooking the astronauts. Well, it's that kind of heat that goes into asteroids and blows them up.
Right, so you just see this huge explosion. I want to research what people in the Caribbean saw, or whether it was detected by people, you know, just looking up at the sky.
Yeah, that'd be fun, but I don't know.
So who are the famous historical scientific figures who studied asteroids? And what were they trying to learn about science and the cosmos from an asteroid entering the atmosphere and hitting the ground?
You keep asking me good questions that I don't know the answer to. Asteroids are these space rocks, rubble, small grains of sand to basically mountain-sized things that are in an orbit around the sun. And those orbits are farther away than Mars from the sun and less far than Jupiter. Most of the asteroids are in that range of distance from the sun. And if you have two things in gravitational relationship, and only two things in gravitational relationship, there's mathematically an exact, precise way to understand the motion of those things. They move in circles, or they move in ellipses, and you can predict that exactly. Now then, as soon as you add a third thing, like if you have the Earth going around the sun, and now you have the Moon going around the Earth, once you have three things gravitationally bound, there is no exact mathematical representation of that motion. However, we understand it well enough and we can, I'm going to say, integrate a mathematical process to actually predict very accurately where the moon is going to be when, but it's not a precise mathematical relationship.
So, what is the difference between an asteroid and a meteoroid? Or okay. A meteor?
Okay, an asteroid is something that typically is in a circular ellipse, circular orbit around the sun, but if something goes by near that asteroid that has mass, the attractive force between those two things can change the orbit. And if the orbit is changed enough to take the asteroid from being in a more or less circular orbit to putting it into an orbit that takes it closer to the sun, then it comes closer to the sun, more of an elliptical orbit, and it could be from any direction. And some of those things come pretty close to Earth.
So it's a very specific thing. I mean, I always think of them as synonymous with comets, but they're pretty much the same, it sounds like, but not totally.
Right. I'm sure that some of the comets were asteroids, and something knocked them from their orbit, and they're now in a very elliptical orbit around the sun.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Borton. I feel like it's pretty cool that we can now draw the comparison between a popcorn kernel exploding and an asteroid entering the atmosphere and all of that friction causing this explosion. So not much is left after an asteroid explodes, right?
That depends. If you look on the moon, there are times when an asteroid has been pulled apart by gravity and it's in multiple pieces, and the pieces are in close orbit, and they hit the surface of the moon like sort of machine gun fire. Dip, 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 dip. These pieces of rock hit the moon, and you see lines of craters. So the same thing can happen in terms of asteroids hitting the Earth.
Maybe we'll find out that Stonehenge was just a bunch of circular craters. And ancient peoples put stones there. No?
No, because these things would be in a line, pretty close to a line, rather than in a circle. But interesting thought.
Well, thank you for telling us about June 30th, World Asteroid Day. Do you have any final comments on that?
Enjoy the day. It's beautiful.
It certainly is. Thank you, Dr. Borton.
Thank you, Megan. It's always nice.